and now from mothers to their children, and the role of minors in the drug trade. The number of minors caught bringing drugs across the U.S.-Mexico border has shot up recently. Over the last 5 years, there were 820 juvenile drug smuggling arrests in San Diego County, California alone. In response, the Department of Homeland Security is reaching out to teens living near the border who might be recruited by drug cartels. Reporter Erin Siegel McIntyre has more from the border town of San Ysidro, California.
I didn't make a lot of money smuggling drugs. It was probably like $800. I used my money on clothes, going out, friends.
Right after she turned 18, the young woman in this video was caught at the border with a backpack stuffed with 3.5 pounds of opium. She was locked up in federal prison and then sentenced to 5 years probation.
Smuggling drugs is not worth it. Not at all. No matter how much they say they're going to pay you, it's not worth it. It's not worth your freedom.
That's the message the Department of Homeland Security wants students at San Ysidro High School to hear. The idea is to give teens hard facts about what happens when you're caught working as a drug mule. San Ysidro is the southernmost high school in California. From the courtyard, you can see Tijuana's jagged peaks and glittering sprawl. Most of the 2,500 students here have family on both sides of the border. Principal Hector Espinosa helped open the school 12 years ago.
If you walk into San Ysidro, the roads or streets are not kept up, the infrastructure, you know, unlike other communities. And we have about 95% of our students are on free and reduced lunch. But in spite of that poverty, if you will, this is one of the highest achieving academic schools in the district in terms of our demographic.
That is, the school's about 94% Latino. Demographics and geography are two reasons these kids are considered at risk.
Multi-billion dollar drug trafficking organizations are looking for just kids just like you, smart, good-looking, well-dressed, well-spoken, confident.
That's Customs and Border Patrol agent Eddie Arias, who's part of today's presentation by Homeland Security.
We're in San Ysidro, you know what I mean? San Ysidro, Port of Entry, right down the street. You guys go to TJ to hang out, visit family, eat, whatever. You're perfect for them. They want you. You're their target.
Since 2009, more than 800 minors were arrested along the California-Mexico border. Marijuana seizures plummeted, but cocaine, heroin, and meth all more than doubled. Millie Jones is an agent with Homeland Security.
And that was a wake-up call. That's when we realized that there's a problem. The cartels are now recruiting kids to smuggle hard narcotics.
She says the going rate is $100 to $200. That's to bring something like a backpack of drugs across the border to a meeting spot like the local McDonald's.
To them, it's an easy payday. And the cartel sell it to them with the premise that, hey, if you're caught, you're a juvenile, don't worry about it. You'll be turned over to your parents, no big deal.
The presentation lasts an hour. The speakers use different approaches. They're racially diverse and young. Some crack jokes. Afterwards, 15-year-old Keani Arroyo says she hasn't heard of kids from San Ysidro High working as mules. Even so, the presentation makes her worry.
I am afraid that my friends will be targeted and that they're not strong enough to say no.
It's all about one thing, she says.
And a lot of my friends, like, want money. Money is their life. I think if they're offered more than $100, that they will go for it.
On the other hand, she says some of her classmates say they would not smuggle drugs because of their darker skin. They think they'll be profiled by white border agents. Principal Espinosa says only a few of his students have ever smuggled drugs. He thinks that targeting teens is a small slice of a much bigger problem, supply and demand, fueled by American drug consumers.
It's not a school problem. It's not a me problem. It's not the student problem. This is a United States of America problem. This is a societal problem. It's, you know, drugs destroy lives, destroy people.
They do, literally. This past November, a Mexican teen died after taking a sip from a bottle of liquid meth he was carrying. He told border agents in San Diego it was apple juice. This year, Homeland Security will make its anti-smuggling pitch to about 40 San Diego County schools. It also wants to expand into social media, giving teens a way to interact with agents on Twitter and Facebook. That way, young would-be mules might turn informant instead. For Latino USA, this is Erin Siegel McIntyre in San Ysidro, California.